Jai Jai Sichitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
We're continuing with the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Anta Lila, Chapter 4, Sanatana Goswami Visits the Lord at Jagannath Puri.
Pokračujeme s Chaitanya Charitamrita, to Anta Lila 4. kapitola, pan Chaitanya Sanatana Goswami na Puri, pana Jagannath Puri.
Itaboli Prabhu Tara Alingana Kaila Tara Kandurasa Prabhu Siyange Lagila. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Sanatana Goswami. And the moisture oozing from the itching sores on Sanatana's body smeared the body of the Lord. Well, the story is that Sanatana Goswami, he on the way to Jagannath Puri had traveled through the Jarikanda forest. And that is completely jungle. So in that journey, somewhere in the forest, he drank some bad water. And as a result, he got a disease. And his body became covered in sores. Wet sores. And very smelly. And it was very difficult to get rid of. So at that time, Sanatana Goswami had this problem. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would from time to time come to see him, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would embrace him. And this had made Sanatana Goswami quite depressed. At one point he was thinking, maybe I should at Rati Yatra jump under the wheels of the cart. Of course Lord Chaitanya came one day and he chastised Sanatana Goswami. He said, you have surrendered to me, so your body is my property. So why do you want to take another man's property? What is your right to destroy someone's property?
Aké je tvoje skutočné právo na to, aby si zničil někoho vlastnictva?
And later to Haridas he said the same thing.
Neskôr to isté povedal Haridasovi.
He said to Haridas that this Sanatan, he wants to destroy my property.
Povedal tento Sanatan, on chce zničit moje vlastnictvo.
Through his body, I want to do many things. And he wants to destroy it. Alright, so Sanatana Goswami understood that that was not a good plan. So he gave up on that idea.
Tak se té ideji vzdal.
But now Lord Chaitanya had embraced him again.
Ale teraz ho pan Chaitanya znovu objal.
And he had these oozing sores.
A němu tě kosti hrál.
Bare bare nishedana tabu karalingan angirasala keduga payashanatan. Although Sanatana Goswami repeatedly forbade Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to embrace him, the Lord still did so. Thus his body was smeared with the moisture from Sanatana's body and Sanatana became greatly distressed.
A aj keď Sanatan Goswami opakovane zakázal Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhuovi, aby ho objal, tak pán to stále robil. Takto jeho telo bolo úplne potreté tou tekutinou zo Sanatanovho tela. Sanatana bol z toho veľmi znepokojený.
Dvi janavasi krishna katha gosti kaila panditara sanatan duke nivedila. So then Jagadananda Pandit met with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No, sorry, with Sanatana Goswami. And they began to discuss topics about Krishna. And then Sanatana Goswami presented to Jagadananda Pandit his problem. He said, I came here because I was feeling great unhappiness and separation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Ja som sa prišiel, pretože som cítil veľké nešťastie, takže som bol v odlúčení od pána Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
But now I'm even feeling more unhappiness.
No, teraz cítim ešte väčšie nešťastie.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continues to embrace my body and it's in a terrible condition.
Pán Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stále objíma moje telo, ktoré je
In this way, I am committing offenses to his lotus feet. So this is a very bad situation. I came here for my benefit, but now I see that I'm just getting the opposite. So then Jagadananda gave some advice. Jagadananda said, the best place for you to go to is Vrindavan. After seeing the Rath Yatra, you can return there. The Lord has already ordered both of you brothers to situate yourselves in Vrindavan.
Pán už vám obidvom bratom nariadil, aby ste sa situovali vo Vrindavane.
So there you achieve all the happiness.
Tam dosiahne všetko šťastie.
Your purpose in coming here has been fulfilled.
A tvoj účel, vôľa ktorému si sem prišiel, bol naplnený.
For you've seen the lotus feet of the Lord.
Pretože si videl lotosové nohy Pána.
Therefore, after seeing Lord Jagannath on the Rath Yatra car, you can leave.
Preto potom, čo uvidíš a pána Jagannatha na tom Radha Yatra voze, tak môžeš odísť.
Sanatana Goswami, that's very good advice.
Sanatana Goswami povedal, to je veľmi dobrá rada.
I will definitely go to Vrindavan.
Určite pôjdem do Vrindavanu.
Because that is the place the Lord has given me for my Prabhudatta Desh.
Pretože to je miesto, ktoré mi pán dal na moje Prabhudatta Desh.
So this is a This Prabhudatta Desh is an important point. It is literally means the land given by Prabhu. It is said that Vrindavan is the topmost place in the entire universe. But that there is one place that is still greater than Vrindavan. And that is the Prabhudatta Desh. That is the place given by the spiritual master. That is higher than Vrindavan for us as a place. So in the purport Srila Prabhupada says, the words Prabhudatta Desh are very significant.
V tom výklade Srila Prabhupada hovorí tie slova Prabhudatta Desh sú veľmi dôležité.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotional cult teaches one not to sit down in one place.
Takže pán Chaitanya nás učí, aby sme nesedeli na jednom mieste.
But to spread the devotional cult all over the world.
Ale aby sme oddanosť rozširovali po celom svete.
Lord Chaitanya dispatched Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami to Vrindavan to excavate and renovate the holy places.
Pan Chaitanya poslal Rupa Sanatana Goswamiho do Vrindavanu, aby tam našli a zrenovovali sväté miesta.
To and from there to establish cult of bhakti.
A odtiaľ, aby založili kult bhakti.
Therefore, Vrindavan was given to Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami as their place of residence.
Preto Vrindavan bol daný Rupovi a Sanatanovi Goswamim ako ich miesto, kde majú sídliť.
Similarly, everyone in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotional cult should accept the words of the spiritual master.
Podobne každý v kulte Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by mal prijať to miesto duchovného učiteľa.
And thus spread the Krishna consciousness movement.
A takto rozširovať Krishna vedomé hnutie.
They should go everywhere, to all parts of the world.
Mali by všade, do všetkých miest sveta.
Accepting those places as their Prabhudatta Desh.
A mali by prijímať tieto miesta ako ich Prabhudatta Desh.
The places of residence given by the spiritual master or Lord Krishna.
Miesta sídla dané od duchovného učiteľa alebo pána Krishna.
The spiritual master is the representative of Lord Krishna.
A duchovný učiteľ je predstaviteľ pána Krishna.
Therefore, one who has carried out the orders of the spiritual master is understood to have carried out the orders of Krishna.
Tak je chápané, že on vykonáva pokyny od pána Krishna.
Or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Alebo Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to spread the bhakti cult all over the world.
Pan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chcel rozšíriť kult bhakti po celom svete.
Prithivityachi yatanagaradigram. Therefore, devotees in the line of Krishna consciousness must go to different parts of the world.
Preto oddaní a v línii Krishna vedomia by mali ísť do všetkých kútov sveta.
And preach as ordered by the spiritual master.
A kázať tak, ako je prikázané duchovným učiteľom.
That will satisfy Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
To potiší pána Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes, so we should not all just go to Vrindavan and just all want to stay there.
Nemali by sme všetci ísť iba do Vrindavanu a chcieť tam zostať.
But we should preach in different places all over the world. And that is Prabhupada's order. And he is the spiritual master of all spiritual masters. That's the meaning of
Prabhupada.
At whose feet all the masters sit.
To znamená, že pri toho, ten, pri ktorého nohách sedia všetci páni.
After talking in this way, Sanatana Goswami and Jagadananda Pandit returned to their respective duties.
Potom, čo sa takto porozprávali, Sanatana Goswami a Jagadananda Pandit sa vrátili k svojim povinnostiam.
Well, after some time, Lord Chaitanya found out that Jagadananda had advised Sanatana Goswami to go to Vrindavan.
Po určitej dobe pán Chaitanya zistil, že Jagadananda poradil Sanatanovi, aby išiel do Vrindavanu.
And he became very upset.
On sa nahneval.
He became angry.
Bol nahnevaný.
He said, who does this Jaga think he is?
Čo si tento Jaga myslí, že je?
Jaga is only a new boy.
Jaga je iba nový chlapec.
But he's become so proud that he thinks himself competent to advise a person like you.
Ale on je taký A hrdý, že si myslí, že může radit taky kompetentné osoby jako si ty?
In affairs of spiritual advancement and even in ordinary dealings, you're on the level of his spiritual master.
V záležitostiach duchovného života, ale dokonca aj v bežných záležitostiach, ty si na úrovni jeho duchovného učiteľa.
Yet not knowing his own value, he dares to advise you.
Keďže nepozná svoju vlastnú hodnotu, tak sa odváži, aby ti radil.
My dear Sanatan, you are on the level of my advisor, for you are an authorized person.
Môj drahý Sanatan, ty si na úrovni môjho radcu, pretože ty si autorizovaná osoba.
But Jaga wants to advise you.
Ale Jaga, on chce radiť tebe.
This is but the impudence of a naughty boy.
Toto je len taký rozmár zlého chlapca.
So, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chastising Jagadananda Pandit in that way, then Sanatana Goswami fell at his feet.
A keď Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Jagadananda Pandita karal takýmto spôsobom, tak Sanatana Goswami padol k jeho nohám.
I can now understand the fortunate position of Jagadananda.
Teraz môžem pochopiť to šťastné postavenie Jagadanandu.
I can also understand my misfortune.
Tak tiež viem pochopiť moje nešťastie.
No one in the world is as fortunate as Jagadananda.
Nikto v celom svete nie je tak šťastný, nemá také šťastie ako Jagadananda.
You are making Jagadananda drink the nectar of affectionate relationships.
Ty nutíš Jagadanandu piť nektár lásky plné pripútanosti.
Whereas by offering me honorable prayers, you're making me drink the bitter juice of Nim.
Ale tým, že mne dávaš takéto ako úctihodné modlitby, tak ma nutíš, aby som pil horký nápoj s ním.
It's my misfortune that you have not accepted me as one of your intimate relations.
Je to moje nešťastie, že si ma neprijal ako jeden zo svojich dôverných vzťahov.
But what can I do? You are completely the independent Supreme Personality of God.
Ale čo ja môžem robiť? Ty si úplne nezávislá najvyššia osobná bytosť.
Then Lord Chaitanya felt a little bad about being so angry.
A potom sa pán Chaitanya cítil trošku zle, že bol taký nahnevaný.
And he just he pacified Sanatana Goswami.
A začal Sanatana Goswami ho utišovať.
He said, no, don't think you are not dear to me.
Nemyslíš si, že ty nie si mi drahý.
But I will not tolerate transgression of the standard etiquette.
Ale ja nebudem tolerovať, aby sa prestupovali štandardy etikety.
So in this chapter there is a lot about how to deal as Vaishnavas.
V tejto kapitole je toho veľa o tom, ako máme sa navzájom vzťahovať k sebe ako Vaishnavovia.
And also how Lord Chaitanya relates to a devotee.
A tak ako sa tiež pán Chaitanya vzťahuje k danému.
And how Sanatan was so qualified.
Ako bol Sanatan taký kvalifikovaný.
And how much he considered himself unqualified.
A ako veľmi sám seba považoval za nekvalifikovaného.
And we see this whole, and then for a moment Jagadananda sincerely is giving him some advice.
A v určitom momente Jagadananda mu dával úprimne nejakú radu.
And Lord Chaitanya is just chastising him.
Pan Chaitanya on proste ako začal kárať.
Because he wants to see humility in everyone.
Pretože on v každom chce vidieť pokoru.
And that is it's not easy at all.
A to vôbec nie je ľahké.
That is for all of us very difficult.
To je pre nás všetkých veľmi náročné.
I was yesterday touching upon it a little bit.
Včera som sa toho trošku dotýkal.
But it was a different program.
Ale bol to iný program.
That was a public program.
Bol to verejný program.
With many people.
S veľa ľuďmi.
So then you cannot go into the finer details.
Tedy nemôžete ísť do tých jemnejších detailov.
But maybe this morning we can try.
Ale možno toto ráno by sme to mohli skúsiť.
And look a little bit at this humility.
Trošku sa pozrieť na túto pokoru.
What is humility really?
Čo v skutočnosti je pokora?
Humility cannot only be external.
Pokora nemôže byť iba vonkajšia.
It cannot only be about behavior.
Nemôže to byť iba o správaní.
Because ultimately humility is a state of the heart.
Protože nakonec pokora je stav srdca.
And even a person who is always acting very humble, whose hands are glued together with super glue.
Takže dokonce je osoba, která je vždycky jakože velmi pokorná, které ruky jsou neustále zlepené sekundovým lepidlem.
Pravdu. It's not even such a person is not necessarily humble.
A nevyhnutně takáto osoba vůbec nemusí být pokorná.
Humility begins by offering respects to others.
Pokora začíná tím, že začneme vzdávat úctu druhým.
And it is explained not only other devotees, but to everyone.
Je to vysvětlené, že nejen jiným oddaným, ale každému.
To not treat anyone disrespectful.
Kdybychom si jich nemali zaobcházet tak jako bez úcty.
It is said you can recognize a great man how he treats small, insignificant people.
Je povedané, že ty můžeš velkého člověka spoznat tím, že vidíš, ako on zaobchádza s malými, úplně jako nepodstatnými lidmi.
And one time in our temple in South Africa, in Durban,
raz v našem chrámu v Južné Afrike v Durbaně,
there was an incident. In South Africa, up till 1994, they had apartheid.
Takže víte, že v Afrike do 94. měli apartheid.
And in every public building, there was a door for the black people and a door for the white people.
A v každé veřejné budově měli dveře pro černochy a dveře pro bílochy.
And there were special buses for black people.
A taktiež černosi mali špeciálne autobusy.
And special buses for white people.
Špeciálne autobusy pre bielochov.
And in Soweto they have one museum.
V Soweto mali jedno muzeum.
And they still have, it is the apartheid museum.
A je to apartheid muzeum.
And they have special doors like before you can go in.
A mali tam špeciálne dvere ako predtým, že ideš tady.
And there is a way for the white man to go to the museum, and a way for the black man to go to the museum.
A do toho muzea černosi idú jednou cestou a bielosi druhou.
And they see each other through glass.
Pozerajú na seba cez sklo.
But they can never come together.
Ale nikdy sa nemôžu stretnúť.
And on the way you see many things about the history.
A po ceste vidíte veľa vecí z tej histórie.
It's an interesting museum.
Je to zaujímavé muzeum.
And maybe just after 1994, one time, well, Nelson Mandela became the president of the country.
Takže podívejte se, to čtvrtým prezidentem krajiny stal Nelson Mandela.
And he came to our temple.
Prišiel do nášho chrámu.
So, yes, in the temple, it's a very big temple with a restaurant.
Je to obrovský chrám, reštauráciou.
And they have African ladies working in the kitchen, and they are helping, and they're being paid.
A v tej kuchyni pracujú africké dámy a oni pomáhajú a sú to zaplatené.
So, it happened to be so that one of these ladies had a birthday.
A stalo sa, že jedna z týchto dám mala narodeniny.
And Indrajumna Maharaj was there and he heard about it.
A bol tam Indrajumna Maharaj a on o tom počul.
So he arranged a cake for the lady.
Tak on zaranžoval pre tú dámu tortu.
And so happy birthday and everything.
Spievali všetko najlepšie.
And you know, well, then a few days later, Nelson Mandela came.
A o pár dní prišiel Nelson Mandela.
And they were bringing him in and showing him the temple and everything.
Oni mu všetko ukazovali v chráme.
And then they were going to bring him to the restaurant where beautiful table was ready.
A priniesli ho do reštaurácie, kde bol naranžovaný krásny stôl.
And then he walked straight past the restaurant to the kitchen.
A potom išiel, on išiel priamo cez tú reštauráciu priamo do kuchyne.
And he went to the African servant ladies.
A išiel k tým africkým dámom, ktoré tam slúžili.
And he said, how are these people treating you?
Spýtal sa ich, ako s vami zaobchádzajú títo ľudia.
And he happened to speak to the lady who got the cake for the birthday. So that lady said, oh, they are very nice people. Krishna saved us. So then Nelson Mandela said, okay, then I will eat here. And then he took his lunch. So, you can see, a big man is known how he treats the small people.
Takže vidíte, veľký človek, on je, môže byť rozpoznaný tým, ako zaobchádza s malými ľuďmi.
So, a humble person is respectful to everyone.
Pokorná osoba je úctihodná voči každému. Úctivá.
And that is the mood of a devotee.
A toto je nálada oteného.
Not that a devotee goes around like, we devotees, of course, are okay, and the rest of the world are meat-eating carny demons. There is that mood of humility. Which is a mood of respect. How to become humble?
Ako sa stať pokorným?
We have many times tried to be humble.
Častokrát sme sa snažili byť pokorným.
And as soon as we act a little humble, we become proud how humble we are.
A trošku, keď sa staneme trošku pokornejší, tak hneď začneme byť pyšní na to, aký sme pokorní.
It's very difficult.
Je to veľmi náročné.
I always say that humility is closely connected to honesty.
A ja vždy hovorím, že pokora je veľmi blízko spojená s takou úprimnosťou, čestnosťou.
Because if when we are really honest, then we have to admit we are not so great.
Pretože keď sme skutočne úprimní, musíme priznať, že nie sme až takí úžasní.
When we're really honest, we have to admit we have faults.
Keď sme skutočne úprimní, musíme priznať, že máme chyby.
And well, if you start like that, then maybe you can, then maybe we can appreciate that we can learn.
Okay, tak začneme, tak môžeme začať oceňovať, že sa môžeme učiť.
Like if I begin, well, maybe I'm not God.
Tak začnem, možno nie som Boh.
It's hard to admit, but I guess I'm not.
Ťažko sa to priznáva, ale myslím, že nie som.
Well, but if you're not God, next best level is pure devotee.
A keď nie si Boh, tak druhá najlepšia úroveň je čistý oddaný.
But, you know, if I'm really honest, maybe I'm not even a pure devotee.
Ale keď som skutočne úprimný, tak som možno dokonca nie čistý oddaný.
And if I'm not a pure devotee, then maybe I have some faults. Maybe some. Not so many, of course, but some.
Keď nie som čistý oddaný, tak možno mám nejaké chyby. Nie toľko veľa, ale nejaké.
And if I have some faults, then maybe I even have some that I'm not aware of.
A keď mám nejaké chyby, tak možno mám aj nejaké, ktoré si ani neuvedomujem, že ich mám.
And then maybe I should be open to look at possible shortcomings.
Možno by som mal byť otvorený voči tomu, aby som pozeral, aby som hľadal také možné chyby, ktoré má nedostatky.
So in this way you can see how honesty relates to humility.
Takýmto spôsobom môžete vidieť, ako sa úprimnosť vzťahuje k pokore.
And now we have to simply become more honest.
A teraz sa jednoducho musíme byť viac úprimní.
And then when we are acting humble,
a keď jednáme pokorne,
then we can actually learn from superiors. It's like you know, in the Western world, there is this mood that, like, you know, I'm as good as you are. You know what I mean? I'm as good as you are.
Na západe tam je ta nálada. Ja som tak dobrý ako ty. Viete, čo tým rozumiem? Ja som tak dobrý ako ty.
Don't you think that you're any better than me?
Nemyslíte si, že si o niečo lepšie ako ja?
Hmm? You understand? I'm as good as you are.
Rozumieš, že ja som tak dobrý ako ty?
That's a typical Western mood.
To je typická západná nálada.
And it's all over. I think in East and West.
No, je to všade, na východe, na západe.
But in Vaishnav relationships, it's not like that.
Ale vo vaishnavských vzťahoch to takto nie je.
Even modern, or not so up to date anymore, but even psychologists got into it.
Dokonca aj psychológovia sa do toho pustili.
And they wrote a book that became a bestseller all over the world.
Napísali knihu, ktorá sa po celom svete najlepšie predávala.
And it was called I'm Okay and You're Okay.
Bola nazvaná Ja som v poriadku a ty si tiež v poriadku.
Mm-hmm. And that would be normal relationships between people. I'm okay and you're okay.
Že to by bol normálny vzťah medzi ľuďmi. Ja som v poriadku a ty si v poriadku.
Huh? But Krishna consciousness maybe is you're okay and I'm not okay.
Ale Krishna vedomie je možno ty si v poriadku, ale ja nie som v poriadku.
Huh? I'm very fallen.
Ja som veľmi poklesl.
You are okay.
Ty si v poriadku.
But I'm not okay.
Ale ja nie som v poriadku.
That's maybe Krishna consciousness.
To je možno Krishna vedomie.
So when the psychologists looked at that, then they think this person has a psychological problem.
Keď ja psychológovia sa na to pozrú, tak povedia, takže táto osoba má psychologický problém.
An inferiority complex.
Má komplex menejcennosti.
And they say that, like, if you look at Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami.
Keď povedané, keď sa pozriete na Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami.
He says, I'm lower than a worm in stool. I am so sinful. Anybody who comes in contact with me loses all pious credits. Well, if you show this to a psychologist or a psychiatrist, they go that this person has an extreme lack of self-esteem.
Tak povedia, táto osoba má extrémne, ale extrémne nedostatok sebavedomia.
I mean, you know, serious case, maybe time for some medication.
Je to vážny prípad, možno je čas na lieky.
And it's just like potentially suicidal.
A je to ako je možno, že bude aj mať sklon k sebevražde.
Very dangerous.
Veľmi nebezpečné.
From a psychological point of view.
Z toho psychologického uhlu pohľadu.
So, if these are our examples, should we go around like this? I'm lower than a worm in stool.
A keď toto sú naše príklady, tak my by sme takto sa mali správať, že ja som nižší ako červ vo výkaloch.
And how will that affect us?
A aký to bude na nás mať vplyv?
Will we get psychological problems?
Budeme mať psychologické problémy?
So is this Krishna consciousness dangerous?
Je to Krishna vedomie nebezpečné?
One might wonder.
Mohol by si niekto začať čudovať?
Well, I would think if we would only have those two verses, lower than a worm in stool, and everyone who is in contact with me loses all pious credits, it could be problematic.
Myslím si, že keby sme mali len tie dva verše, že som nižší ako červový kalb, každý, ktorý som ja povedal do kontaktu, tak stratí všetky zbožné zásluhy, tak to by bolo problematické.
But there is a third verse.
Ale je tam tretí verš.
And the third verse is that in spite of the fact that I am so sinful.
A ten tretí verš hovorí, že napriek tomu, že ja som taký hriešný.
How amazing is it that I got the mercy of Lord Nityananda?
Jak je to úžasné, že jsem získal milost Pána Nityanandu.
And in this way, a Vaishnava can see himself as most fallen.
Takýmto způsobem a Vaishnava vidí sám sebe jako toho nejpokleslejšího.
But at the same time as most fortunate.
Ale zároveň toho nejšťastnějšího.
Because I got the mercy.
Protože jsem získal milost.
And therefore, he can see himself as the most fallen and yet not get depressed.
A zároveň může sebe vidět jako toho nejpokleslejšího, ale není z toho deprimovaný.
Because I am not qualified, but I got the most wonderful thing.
Protože on vidí, nejsem kvalifikovaný, ale tak jsem získal to nejúžasnější věc.
And he can think, I am not qualified.
Může myslet, já nejsem kvalifikovaný.
But I received this wonderful gift.
Ale já jsem získal tento úžasný dar.
And therefore I can give something to the world.
Proto můžem světu něco dát.
So this is very interesting how this works.
To je velmi zajímavé, jak to funguje.
This last point is outlined in the Kalyana Kalpataru, in the auspicious desire tree from Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Ten poslední bod je uvedený v Kalyana Kalpataru, čo je jako od Bhaktivinoda Thakura. What's the name again?
Kalyana Kalpataru. Auspicious desire tree.
Takže je to jako priaznivý strom priání.
Yeah. So, just like he says, I received from my spiritual master this auspicious desire tree from devotional service.
Já jsem od svého duchovného učitele získal tento priaznivý strom priání oddané služby.
But I am so fallen and sinful, I didn't properly take care of it.
Ale já jsem taky pokleslý a hriešný, že jsem se o to nepostaral, tak to bylo třeba.
But the tree is so powerful that even I cannot spoil it.
Ale ten strom je tak silný, že dokonce ani já ho nemůžu nějak zničit.
Now I'm looking for the association of the devotees because they are the caretakers of such trees.
Teraz hledám spolupráci oddaných, protože oni jsou ti, kteří se vědí o takovýchto stromech starat.
So I hope my tree will come to full glory.
Já doufám, že můj strom přijde do nejvyšší slávy.
In their association.
V jejich společnosti.
So this is Kalyana Kalpataru.
To je Kalyana Kalpataru.
I'm not qualified, but I have something to give.
Já nejsem kvalifikovaný, ale mám něco, co můžu dát.
And that is the humility of the Vaishnava.
A to je pokora Vaishnava.
And it's very interesting.
To je velmi zajímavé.
And you can think about it.
A vy nad tím můžete porozmýšlet.
Oh. So we always think, no, I have no qualification, but I do have this amazing knowledge of Krishna consciousness.
A vždy můžeme rozmýšlet, ne, já skutečně nemám nějakou kvalifikaci, ale mám tuto úžasnou věc Krishna vědomí.
And in that way, we can teach others and at the same time stay home.
Zároveň můžeme jiných učit a zůstat doma.
Which is difficult.
Čo je náročné.
Because generally the teacher is in a superior position.
Protože jako většině učitel on je v té vyšší pozici.
You go in some universities and the professors are just sometimes touching the ground.
A jdete na nějakou univerzitu a ty profesory někdy se dotknou zeme.
Some very well-known professors are just speaking.
A právě rozprávají velmi známí profesory.
And all around them there are people who are trying to hear what they say. And then the professor, he makes some brilliant statement. That was brilliant, brilliant. That's the way I am. How different is the Vaishnava? He's not thinking, I am brilliant.
On nerozmýšľa, ja som brilliantný.
But Krishna is so brilliant.
Ale Krishna je taký brilliantný.
And he gave all this brilliant knowledge.
A on nám dal všetko toto brilliantné poznanie.
And that makes even someone like me a little brilliant.
To potom robí aj niekoho, ako ja tiež trošku brilliantného.
So in that way I can also say something.
Takým spôsobom tiež môžem niečo povedať.
And in that way a devotee can go in the world and act like a teacher.
A takýmto spôsobom môže ísť oddaný do sveta a jednať ako učiteľ.
And conquer people at the same time with humility.
A zároveň ľudí poraziť svojou pokorou.
Okay, I'm finished. Any question?
Takže skončil som nejaká otázka?
Yesterday you said that we have a tendency to judge and notice other devotees. Is it also a lack of humility and honesty? Včera Maharaj povedal, že máme sklon si všímať ako iných oddaných, čo robia tak, že či to má nejaký súvisť, či je to tým nedostatkom pokory a úprimnosti.
In the Bhagavad Gita, they speak about the Kripana and the Brahmana. And the Kripana is the miser.
Kripana, to je ten, lakomec.
He is the center of his own universe.
On je centrom svojho vlastného vesmíru.
So the Kripana is doing everything for his own glory. And therefore everything centers around him. And he is very miserly. So he looks at other people in the world and thinks they are strange. Because they're not like me. You know what I mean? Anybody who's not like me is strange. You also think so. This is the problem. People are strange. Only I am normal. Some people are a little normal. But most people are strange. So this is a miser. So such a miser is very judgmental. And as soon as he sees someone, he begins to analyze how this person is strange. Everything. His face is strange. His nose is strange. His beard is strange. He has a strange way of putting tilak. His glasses are strange. I think the color of his socks is giving him away. So the mind is endlessly judgmental about every detail. And we don't say anything. But we think like that about everybody.
Ale tak to rozmýšľame o každom.
And then we just have no trust.
Potom nemáme žiadnu dôveru.
And then the result is that we are that we have all these relationships of judging everyone. Big distances between us and other people. And then the Brahmana is very generous. He's ready to give credit to everyone. He's ready to see the good qualities in everyone. He sees everywhere, oh, this one is nice, oh, this one has such a nice, this nice quality. So it's a matter of miserliness and generosity. So you must be very generous with other people. And recognize their good qualities. That's also a symptom of humility.
To je tiež symptom pokory.
It says in Trinadapi Sunichena verse at the end, it says to be ready to offer all respects to others.
Takže v tom verši a Trinadapi Sunichena je povedané na konci, že máme byť pripravení každému vzdávať úctu.
So, all respects to all of you then. For all your service. For all the nice things all of you are doing. Your enthusiasm. And all your other good qualities. Me, I don't have any good qualities. But somehow or other, I don't know why, I got a lot of mercy this life. So now I have to try to be a little grateful. By nature, I'm not very grateful. But I'm trying to work on it. Anyway, so I am grateful for the last few days, it was nice. And it's time to go to Prague. So we'll jump in the car and go away. We'll have some breakfast on the way or something.
Okay.
An apple or whatever.
No,
thanks. Thank you very much. I'm now going to Africa soon, so I'll be back in at the end of April. You're all invited for the Queen's Day. And I need a photographer. Can be really good. You get some great pictures there. Very colorful festival. I'll send you a mail to remind you. I can arrange that poor Sir Tom drives you to. You'll get there very fast. There's this one disciple, he's a policeman. So he doesn't follow any speed limits.
The siren.
No, he just rides in his devotee clothes and he just drives like a madman through the city everywhere. And he really knows how to go very fast. And when they stop him, he just pulls out his police card. And then they say, kolege. And that's it.
Yeah.
It goes like that. So he's a good driver. If you have strong nerves. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sorry I didn't have time to talk with everyone personally. Next time, try again. Got a surprise visit yesterday. So, that took some extra time. All right, Hare Krishna.
Namah Devaya Swami Maharaj Ki Jai.